last year. And I think we all know that the decision we are going to take today is not only on Iran's nuclear program, but it is much, much more than this. It is a decision that can open the way to a new chapter in international relations and show that diplomacy, coordination, cooperation can overcome decades of tensions and confrontations. I think this is a sign of hope for the entire world, and we all know that this is very much needed in this time. Thank you for all the commitment and the work that each of us around this table has personally put in this negotiation.
Let me begin by expressing my appreciation to everybody, to those who started this process and those who continued this process in order to reach a win-win solution on what, in our view, was an unnecessary crisis and open new horizons for dealing with serious problems that affect our international community. I believe this is a historic moment. We are reaching an agreement that is not perfect for anybody, but it is what we could accomplish, and it is an important achievement for all of us. Today could have been the end of hope on this issue, but now we are starting a new chapter of hope. And let's build on that. Let's consider this everybody's achievement, and let's thank all of our colleagues, particularly the political directors and deputy ministers, who have done much of the work, most of the work, throughout this process. I should also thank those who helped this process, other governments, the two former High Representatives, Javier Solana and Kathy Ashton, and also particularly Federica Mogherini and other colleagues for their leadership in making this process come to fruition. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So now, proceed to our